Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great, and it was so wonderful to see you.
Oh, it was awesome. What a great visit. Those are one of those epic visits.
Yes, it was. It was marvelous and everything. Long drive for the two of you.
Oh, note to self. Never drive during the holidays again.
Yeah.
That was a bit ambitious there.
Yes, it was. But you made it, and you got home to see Catman.
Yes, and he was very happy and all lovey-dovey and just great. It was. It was a long trip. Again, the 23rd is not the day to drive for people, especially long distances. It just becomes a parking lot. But,
wow.
But it was a great trip all the way around. Absolutely wonderful. You had a great time in Ohio, and the whole adventure went really well all the way around. So I cannot say that it wasn't a great trip.
And I am happy that you are now back where you can wear your shorts.
Yes, absolutely. Beautiful warm weather.
Well, I hope all our listeners tonight had a wonderful Christmas. And hopefully you're looking forward to the new year, which we're going to be talking a little bit about the New Year's Eve chart, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yes, it is.
And tonight, we got some nice little things going on in the heavens. The moon's in Leo and trying to Saturn. And, you know, there's some nice little things going on. Venus is in Scorpio late, getting ready to go into Sag soon, but nice and trying to that south node. And Jupiter's lining up with the north node in Virgo. So there's some nice things going on even tonight.
Yes, there is. It is. Creative patience with your emotions would be what I would say would be the meaning of the day.
I think that's exactly right because of what I went through today, but we're not going to go into that detail again.
Well, that definitely is that moon trine Saturn. So it's always, when you see a trine, it's always to your advantage, no matter what challenge it is.
Exactly right. And my car will be better another day.
Yes, it will.
Well, I thought it was going to be interesting to look at the New Year's Eve chart because of the fact that a lot of people are going to be out and about. And they're going to be traveling, right?
Absolutely.
And kind of give them the heads up on... Go ahead.
And on that day, Venus goes into Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love it when that happens. I love Venus and Sag. It's so lighthearted. It's interesting because Jupiter, the North Node, and the Moon are lining up in Virgo. And opposing the South Node. So, again, make sure you have a number of a cab on you if necessary. Try not to overeat and overdrink. Try to balance the energy is what I suggest. And right at midnight, the moon is in perfect trine to Mercury. How cool is that?
It is. The perfect time to express your emotional desires. It's going from Capricorn to Virgo. So the purest of intention, it can work.
Exactly. I love that. Mars going to be going into Scorpio, too, a few days later.
And yes, it is. I think it's on the 5th.
Yeah, I think it's the 5th, 6th, yeah, right there.
We're in that proximity.
So it's going to be a bit of a different cycle. We're not going to be able to get away with procrastinating anymore. Darn it.
Well, it's going to put that fixed personality in there. But the thing I like about the Mars in Scorpio is that Scorpio, I always look to Scorpio as being the magician. The magician has all the tools to be able to manipulate any given situation. So the shift and transformation during this period of time, especially under the Capricorn energy, is really a great time to really recreate things and really move things in your life in a different direction. So, you know, and take that action. So I like the Mars in Scorpio because it can really shift the direction an individual is going and push them into a better direction.
And I also think when it forms that trine to Neptune, it's going to be beautiful because of the creative imagination.
It'll be awesome. I think it is.
Yeah.
But a heads up, we do have a Mercury retrograde coming.
Oh, I know.
The 5th to the 25th, remember that.
Yeah, it's not going to be a cakewalk. This one's going to be a little rough.
Ooh, Aquarius to Capricorn.
Yeah. Reality sets in. What did I forget? What did I not do? What didn't I? What disaster is going to happen that I could have prevented?
But the great thing is that it starts off in Aquarius, so you have the great, for a couple of days, you have this great vision of being able to see the end result of the challenge. And so, but it's only a couple of days before then it turns back into Capricorn. So the vision is only fleeting. Keep your eye on the vision.
Exactly right. I think, though, that nice Venus being in Sagittarius is going to lighten things up a little bit.
Oh, I do, too. I think
and Mars in Scorpio, it can be some constructive changes and stuff, things that do need to be maintained maybe a little bit more consistently, that we're going to have that awareness. And Jupiter, of course, is retrograding, too, on the 9th. So that's another thing
true.
In Virgo. Yeah, so a lot of this has to do with, I think, again, really, we've had it easy, at least in my neck of the woods, as far as 71 degrees after Christmas. This is unheard of. And so now what's going to happen is I think that the winter is about to set in during those few weeks.
I would believe that would be true, definitely.
Yeah, I knew I should have had that roof checked. No. I knew I should have got that extra, you know, salt to put on the stairs, whatever it might be. So I'm going to basically try and prepare more this time, just in case.
And that's what you need to do, because it is coming up and it gives you the opportunity to prepare. It gives you that foresight of what you're going to need. It gives you the feeling. It gives you a little knock at the door first before everything flows. So need that little awareness.
Exactly. Care right.
For the knowledge.
Well, we have a number of callers, I guess. Should we maybe find out what they need from us tonight?
Sure. Why don't we do that?
Okay. Area code 414, you're on the air. Area code 414.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I got up and I closed my door and I didn't hear you guys.
Hi. And who are we speaking with?
Felicia, how are you guys today?
Great.
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm blessed. You need my birthday and time of date, correct?
Yes. What is your birthday?
My birthday is April 25th, 1969. I was born at 6:40 a.m. And I was born in Little Rock, Arkansas.
And where do you live now?
Kansas, Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. How long you lived there?
I just moved here in February from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Ah, you've been making the rounds, have you?
Yeah, I was just born in Arkansas. I wasn't really raised there. I can say from third grade on, I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So.
Well, I'm going to use your Milwaukee chart because you haven't been where you are right now for a year yet, so you really haven't settled into the energy grid.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 13 lunar months. You have to go through every cycle of the full and new moon in order to reset your bio clock. So
okay.
We were still working with the Milwaukee chart for now, but when you call in after you've been there a year, make sure you let us know that you have now in Little Rock. How do you like Little Rock, by the way?
Well, it was fun. I didn't like the South when I was younger, and as I got older, I really do love it, James.
I agree with you. I like the South, too. So did you have a question for us tonight?
I have financial that I need to take care of certain things. Do you see that happening anytime soon? Everything is going good. I went from 1 degree of a level in a job all the way up from a 1 to a 3, and 3 is the highest. So I won't start that position to the 19th, and I have been putting in for others. I just want to see this one situation that I need to get rid of or take care of financially.
Is it a legal situation?
Not yet, I don't think.
Okay, because I have a beautiful trine right now with your Jupiter, which is in conjunction with transiting Jupiter, so you have a very positive time right now as far as there's a guardian angel over your shoulder. But it's in trine to Mercury right at this point in time, so there's some kind of dialogue or communication that could go on to readjust this in some way, shape, or form. What I'm suggesting this, where you could possibly make a deal or do some kind of, negotiation with it to reduce it, as well as I do believe that because of what I'm seeing here, that it will shift and change where you'll be able to take care of this in a timely fashion is the way I'm going to put it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, your actual Jupiter return is delayed because it's going to be going retrograde, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you are looking at a period of time where you are going to address this a little bit differently. But because of that, you'll make greater progress.
Okay.
Because you have both your Sun and your Mercury in Taurus in your birth chart, the planets that are moving
mm-hmm.
through Capricorn now complement you. If you stick to your plan that you made for yourself, okay, and you're the one orchestrating the plan, and then look into other alternatives where you could orchestrate it even a little bit better, I feel 90 days from now you're going to be probably feeling pretty cocky about it, okay?
Okay, good, because I really need this done, because I need my vehicle. It's just that I got behind, moving and jerking and all this. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. And plus it's stressful on a lot of other levels, too. You know, you can feel the fatigue as well, and sometimes it makes things that are bothering you seem more magnified as well.
Yes. Mm. But I've been trying to release it, and I have, and it's a constant thing. I tell you, it's a constant thing of just gotta keep your mind focused on not the negative part, because you can manifest that instead of the positive part. And to me, it seemed harder to manifest the positive than the negative. The negative just come on out.
And again, it's really just about being persistent in working your plan. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I kind of get. What did you say, Jacqueline?
And I agree that, especially right now, it's getting a little bit more intense because you're coming up to your lunar return. Okay, which means that you're going through an emotional transition. And every time it gets really close to that lunar return, people get a little bit more nervous. But really, again here, like Aphrodite said, I think this is a process. I think that there's a redo that you can do. I think that there's a creative way that you can make this move. And in about 90 days, I think you're going to really be happy with the circumstances. So keep that in mind when it gets a little bit more intense.
Okay. Oh, well. Thank you, ladies.
Well, you're welcome, and you have a stellar night.
And you too. And have a blessed New Year, both of you guys.
You too. Many blessings.
Yes.
Thanks. Good night.
What a sweetheart. Nice. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Happy New Year, almost. It's Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Happy New Year to you, my dear.
Thank you. Got one of those kind of nagging colds, but other than that, life is good. Life is good. Hope you guys are having a wonderful holiday season.
It's been great.
So
I got to see Aphrodite in person.
Yay.
We had a blast. We celebrated. We went out to eat. We got stuffed. We chatted up a storm.
What fun.
It was a great time.
That's great.
Play with kitties.
Well, I was wondering, I need to move forward on, something that's going to involve some legal action. And I'm wondering if it would be better to wait for Mars to go into Scorpio.
The Mercury retrograde is going to be a little bit tricky.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Now, is this the second time you've been doing the go-round here with the legal issue, or is it the first time?
It's been in the works. There have been delays. There have just been outside influences that have caused delays, some illnesses and caretaking and some money that's needed to be moved here and there, et cetera, et cetera. So it's been in the works, but nothing has gone forward yet.
Well, with Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, which rules judgments, because it's something you have been working on for quite a while, you might be able to make some progress. But as far as it bringing it to a close, it seems to me that it would probably happen after Mercury was even out of its shadow. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do agree. If at all possible, I would suggest, because of the way it looks in your natal chart. Is it possible to wait till the end of February?
excuse me. No, it really is something that's going to need to forge, or at least get electronically, filed sooner than later. But it's sort of a two-part process.
I think you could do it in early February, but I think that, again, I just wouldn't want you to see to go into any extraordinary delays because you're trying to bring everything to a close.
Right.
Now,
right.
Venus is going to be in Capricorn in that cycle, and Venus is considered to be the lesser benefic of the zodiac, but it is going to be lining up in February, the first couple weeks of February, with Mercury. So because of that, I would expect that you would get a good judgment because of the Venus influence. Okay, Mars will still be in Scorpio, too, which complements the energy. All right? So I think you could do it a little bit earlier, but I agree with Jacqueline. I'd rather see you do it after February 1st, if you can.
Okay.
If you can't, is there any way you can do this next week?
Yes.
I would like
then
to
that
file
way you'd beat the retrograde.
Yeah, you'd beat the retrograde. Do that. One way or the other, I would strongly suggest, doing it this next week or waiting until that time. But if you say you can't wait, then I would definitely get on it now.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you both so much. Wishing you both a wonderful new year.
And you
as well.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Make it fun.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well,
have a great night.
You too. All righty. Good night.
Bye.
She's such a sweetheart. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
I think it might be from your neck of the woods. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Charles, are you there? Okay.
Oh, it's one. Cindy.
Yeah, it is. The one that screwed
up
today.
Oh, I heard. I got some messages. I just didn't have the time to call you back. But yes, it is tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I didn't expect you to call me back. I was just making comments. What it's going to be about is Pam and I were driving around yesterday getting to Red Lobster, and we went by Fontainebleau off of Congress, and that's a place that I wanted to check on, and we did it, and I just fell in love with it. But it's $1,600 for an efficiency. And is there any way that I'll be able to make that or whatever?
That's ambitious for you, Cindy.
Yeah.
Is there a benefit to the lifestyle there? I mean, would you be able to have a nice lifestyle without having to spend a lot of other money?
Oh, absolutely, yes. There's free breakfast and lunch and dinner. There's free washing machines, and it's really just heavenly.
It seems like you could be saving in some ways. And I don't know. I think you could do it. I think it might be a little tight, though. I agree with Jacqueline on that. But I think it's doable if you fell in love with it. I mean, that's hard to find, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Jacqueline kept telling me there was more, there was more, there was more, and I didn't believe her. But when I came across this place, I realized what she was talking about. I'm trying to get some... Go ahead.
And, you know, there's a possibility. Is there any kind of supplement that you're missing as far as something else that you're missing out on that you haven't received yet that would increase your income?
Yes, it's, I'm trying to get some money from Jack, my ex-husband. And you were talking about that I would get some, but not the amount that I needed.
Okay. Because this is real tight. It really is tight for you to do this.
I don't mind how tight it is. I'm willing to give up my Social Security.
So it may be that may assist you in that, but I still think it's going to be tight.
You think it's a no-go?
What have you been doing as far as you've contacted them? Have you applied or done anything as far as the work is concerned to receive those benefits from your ex-husband?
No, Earl just sent me information how I can get Jack's Social Security number. And I'm working on that now, and that was needed. Yeah.
I would make that my number one goal at this time and focus on that.
Okay.
Okay. And
especially
with
Mars sitting on your sun. Yep. Mars is sitting on your sun right now. And also, you're going through your Jupiter to Moon return, though, in your second house of real estate. So I'm really thinking that you are this place. I agree. I think that you have found it already.
Yeah.
I can see it. Okay. I can feel it in your chart, too. Very, very positive energy with your Saturn and Sag there, too. So it looks like there's going to be opportunities to socialize more. My feeling is you'll be spending more time out of doors. Is there an outdoors area for you?
The whole place is built on, in a circle, and there are pools for swimming, and And it's really so interesting. We walked around. As a matter of fact, Pam had to take me in a wheelchair because we were walking so much. And she showed us just about everything there was, and it's just absolutely fabulous.
Well, work on the practical aspects and try to facilitate that process as soon as you can. As you were talking about with our last caller, because Mercury's getting ready to go retrograde, anything that you can do this week would be good.
Okay. I will do it this week.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That would be my number one goal for you right now is to get that paperwork, find a Social Security number, get his paperwork done, and turn that in. That would be your sole purpose and mission this week. That's what I would pick it.
Okay. Do we need it 10 o'clock tomorrow or not?
Well, call me at 10 o'clock tomorrow and we'll talk about it. okay?
Okay, good. Yep.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you,
Happy New
lady.
Year.
Thanks.
You're
same to you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Keep her on hold.
Keep her on hold? Okay. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay,
let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? One of these spooky 111s. Okay. 111, you're on the air. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, did you hear me?
Oh, there! It's Deanna!
Hi, Aphrodite.
Hello, my dear. How are you doing?
I am blessed. I'm grateful. And hoping for good things to come. No more pitfalls, hopefully. Or the strength to withstand them as they come.
Alrighty then. So what are you up to?
What am I up to? Well, I applied for the job. And then they came up with an amended bulletin that I have yet to really examine closely because you need to have those in, you know, hard copy. It'd be easier. And I want to call in tomorrow. But that's pretty much it. I haven't done well the last 2 weeks. I've been quite not well physically. But I think today starts the bounce. I'm bouncing back up.
Good. That moon going into Leo, huh? I get it. Oh, I want to tell you something. On Christmas Day, not only do we have the full moon, but Uranus, the planet of epiphanies, moved forward in the heavens. It went direct. It's been retrograde for quite a few months. And it's sitting right on your north node, in your ninth house of God watching over you. Okay, in the Florida chart. And what that tells me is that just really magnify your faith at this time. Just really look more forward than back because miracles happen every day and it's sitting right on you. And I think in quite a remarkable way, actually. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I went to a different direction with this because Mercury is passing over your Jupiter as well as the Arabic part of Fortune, okay? So I can understand why you're starting to feel a little bit better, and I think you're going to pick yourself up as it starts because it's inclining into it. So it's just before it hits it dead on. And so I think it's going to really change your attitude over the next few days to where I do feel you're going to start to see better. And this also affects, because it is in your sixth house natally, it affects your day-to-day work. So here again, I think you're going to hear some good news about work coming at that point in time because it'll make you even feel better than what you do when on this upswing of yours. So I'm looking at this as being a good time for you.
Well, that's great because if I don't work, you know, money is like non-existent, so that makes it hard. And that makes my health go down, you know, down the drain because you start feeling so powerless that way. And it's
right.
Not that
Mars
money
is going to be
out,
going into Scorpio, too, on the 6th, on the 5th and 6th of January for 7 weeks. And because of that, your powers of concentration, you will be back to work. You will feel that sense of empowerment then. I think with it in Libra, it's a little rough on you because you kind of feel like you're in limbo. All right, but just a few more days, it's going to go into Scorpio for 7 weeks, and you're going to grab hold. You'll see.
You know, we celebrate the 6th of January in South America as like the three wise men that bring you gifts. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Right then.
There you
beautiful.
Go.
Thank you so much, both of you. Have a very, very happy New Year. I'll be in touch with Jackie as soon as I can. And don't forget, answer my letters.
Say again?
Answer my Facebook messages.
I haven't gotten any.
You probably don't recognize the name. It's weird. Okay, I'll do it again.
Oh, I know the name. I know your name on Facebook. So.
No, Jackie does. No, Aphrodite. But I sent you like a bunch of messages, but I said, oh, maybe she doesn't recognize the name.
That could be it.
It's like,
let me know.
Diana, it's Piti Diana Beatriz, all that.
Okay.
Piti is my nickname. That's what people call me. But it's even weirder in English than Diana is. So, you know, it's easier. So, thank you so much. You've made my whole year a whole lot better. And good luck to all your listeners as well.
Thank you. You're a darling. Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Great. So, you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 619, you're on the air.
Hey there, it's Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. I really didn't call for a question. Yes, that's right.
Say this again?
I really was just listening. I really didn't intend to ask a question.
Oh, do you want me to put you back on hold, or do you want to take the opportunity to ask a question?
I don't have anything to ask, unless there's something you can pick up that stands out.
Which Steve is he?
Oh, wow.
I have 13
Steve's in Cleveland, Ohio. September
19th. That's correct.
Got it. Still in Ohio?
I'm in California.
San Diego.
San Diego. Got it. Thank you.
You know, and it's funny, it's interesting because you're calling right before Jupiter is going to go over your sun. So, and you say, I have no questions. Well, it's understandable. I mean, you're being guided divinely here.
But you know, Jacqueline, I just figured that since it was my Jupiter is 25 degrees natally, that it wouldn't reach it there in time. I thought it was Jupiter is at 23 degrees now.
The North Node's at 25, dead on your sun right now. The North Node's like the cup overflowing of the Bible. It's you are blessed. Two ways to Tuesday right now.
Wow.
And Venus is sitting on your Saturn. Woo! Love thyself, respect thyself, continue your process. I like it.
And Mars is coming in conjunction with your Neptune. So your dreams can come true.
Wow. Sounds great.
Sitting on your moon, your dreams can come true again. You're getting a lot of good signatures here. And the moon tonight sitting on Uranus in your chart, so expect unexpected appreciation from others.
Okay.
And give it in kind. Okay.
Okay.
This is fun. Thank you for doing that for me.
Thank you.
It's always enjoyable to see you. Timing of everything here, you know, this is really a blessed time for you, so that's great.
I've been working on healing wounds. Is that the right thing to do at this time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that, because it's letting go of all of that old stuff. You know, it really is the perfect time. It's like shedding a skin and going on and going forward.
Wow. Because Kyrie
is doing your Mars. Yeah, and Kyrie is doing your Mars. So you are really dealing with this on a very deep subconscious level. And Kyrie's been opposing your natal Jupiter in Virgo, which means you've kind of found the pattern and the way to do this best for you that only you could find as an individual.
Okay.
I love it. Want me to put you back on hold so you can continue to listen?
That'd be great. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Any blessings?
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, are we ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
This is a weird area code. I don't know if I've ever seen this one before. Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Great, and you?
I'm good. I was just calling to find out what's coming up for me in the new year.
And who are we speaking with?
My name is Tamika.
This is Tamika?
Tamika with an N like Nancy. And I think I called you guys before.
All right, let me see if I can find you here.
Okay.
Would that be 275?
No, it's 9378.
Have you?
9378, 7 a.m. in Kingston, Jamaica?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have 9378 Jack and 7 a.m. Kingston, Jamaica. Now, where do you live now?
I live in New York.
New York. Do you love New York or what?
Not really. I'm ready to move. I definitely am ready to move.
Where were you thinking of going to?
I want to move someplace that's warmer, someplace out of New York where people are nicer and more laid back and just, like, naturally sweet. A lot of vegetation, maybe.
That sounds like Ohio.
Say it again?
Ohio.
Yeah, could be.
It's beautiful there, and the people are much more laid back. What time were you born again? I'm sorry.
7 a.m.
I heard that I was... Yeah, I was always told I was born early morning, like, 6:30, 7 a.m.
Well, you have a lot of planetary energy in Virgo. And so because of that, you do need to be with people that you can have meaningful conversations, okay? Whether you're working or playing with them, it's almost like you want to also have some texture to your relationships, right?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. And both your Venus and your Mars are in Libra, but Mars and Pluto are conjunct in Libra in your second house, so I can understand where at the end of the day, you want to chill.
Yeah, that's so true. I like my downtime because I run around a lot.
Well, that's good. Keeps you out of trouble,
right?
Totally.
Wow.
I think in order for you to facilitate a move to a distance, it might be wiser for you to wait until Saturn gets into your fourth house. Because then you're more likely to actually homestead. In other words, find a place where you're going to stay for a longer period of time. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And Saturn's going to be in Sag for a couple of years now, so it gives you an opportunity to really discover in kind of a delightful way your new environment once you move.
Okay.
Okay, what do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I do think that you're ahead of your time. I think that just a little bit longer and a little bit more research, I think you can really look at where you need to go. With this, but I think a lot of it has to do with what your type of lifestyle you're trying to create and really looking for, you know, it's both the environment as far as the work as well as the environment you're living in. And so here again, ideally what you want to do is look where your best opportunities are for that because there's not, there's so many different places where you could live. And I think focusing on really a place that meets your lifestyle is what you want to see at this point in time.
Yeah, I can see that. I want some place that I can kind of put roots down and hopefully just start a family and be able to work but still be able to plant flowers and have, like, my own away from the busy city life type of lifestyle.
Yeah, Virgos like their gardens, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. For 2016, do you guys see any changes coming up for me?
I'm sorry?
With 2016 coming, do you see any, like, changes happening for me or anything? I know Jupiter is in my sign, but I was just wondering.
Yeah, all the way until,
like,
September 10th of next year it's going to be there. So yeah. It's going to retrograde for a while, and then it's going to move forward, which is why what Jacqueline said about you doing more research with Jupiter retrograde, look at the details. If you're looking to make a relocational change, get their newspaper in your email box every day. Find out about the city. Find out about the editorials. Find out about the sales they have at the grocery store. do the research.
Okay. Do you guys say anything for love?
Well, right now, Mars is sitting on your Venus. Is there anybody in your life right now?
No, there isn't. Well,
that's because you're still processing someone I care about. Your past, then.
Yeah, there's someone I still care about, yeah.
Yeah, you're still processing that, unfortunately. You've got some inconjuncts, your south node and the sevens. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I was so there with the south node.
Yeah, whew. That's a rough one.
You're readdressing, and right now the south node is transiting over your south node. So you're readdressing old issues from the past as far as your relationships are concerned. You realize that, in looking at this, the equality or the fairness in the situation, and examine that and really look at your own personal values and beliefs and see where that lies or what the sacrifice you made for that relationship. Was it really worth it, or should you have ever done that? And that's really what at this point in time, what I would be doing as far as your love life is reexamining it and letting go of that past, because this is a process. And once you let go of that, I think you're going to have a different opening to where I think your love life is going to shift and change towards the future.
Okay. That's good advice. Okay. I'll do that. I definitely feel like that's what I'm doing now, so I guess that's what I'll keep doing.
Well, you're in the
spirit.
So.
The spirit of your environment is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely.
When you go there, you just have to feel like it's just perfect. Like when you walk down the street, when you go to the store, when you drive up to your new home. I mean, to just feel that your spirit is very alive. That's an important way for you to be able to tell when you're physically there, when you're physically standing there for you.
Right. I don't feel that right now, but then I wonder, am I being too much of a Virgo? Is that like a thing that nobody really feels like that's too perfect, Like kind of thinking in a fantasy way.
Well, and I don't think the city serves you as well. I do feel, like you said, with the Virgo energy, that garden and having that place that feels more home-like to you, to where it's an actual home, to where you could have a structure that's a family like there and it would work well. I really understand that that's a good thing for you, because you do need your quiet time, and no city is quiet. I don't care how you work that, and no city is quiet. You do need your quiet time. You need your nature. You need to breathe that natural terrain for you to feel at home. So I do feel you're making the right choice by moving out of the city.
Okay.
Me too.
Yeah, I think so too. Hopefully it happens.
Well, hopefully you'll have a happy new year, and you're going to be looking forward to some good things coming your way.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Many blessings. Good night.
Good night.
I love all that, Virgo. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 860, you're on the air.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And who are we speaking with?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Do you remember all my info?
Are you 419-1960?
No. 10/29/58.
Got it.
6:05 p.m.
Gotcha. Manchester, Connecticut.
Yep.
And you still live there?
I'm living in East Hartford, right next door.
Right next door. Great. I love it.
How could I not?
I know. Now that Scorpio. Whew. I love it.
So, you had a question for us tonight?
I don't know how direct I can get with a question, but I guess it would be, will my granddaughter, will she end up living with me?
Do you have your granddaughter's birth information?
10/18/2013.
And do you know what time she was born?
No.
And what city was she born in?
Farmington, Connecticut.
Say Arlington, Connecticut?
Farmington. Farm. Like a farm.
Oh, got it. New ears. Let's take a look. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
She was born during a full moon and an eclipse. I forgot what kind of eclipse.
Right. Okay. Okay. Wow. I just love the way the planetary energies line up. This is such a great blessing.
Her birthday?
Saturn. Her Saturn is sitting right on your Jupiter. You could be a great blessing for her, and she could be a teacher for you in many ways. I like it.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, go ahead, Jack.
This is an intense relationship. I mean, you two are definitely tied. Her moon is conjunct your south node, so this, if you believe in past lives, this is somebody past life, for sure, that's come back to you. There's really some great aspects to this as far as growth and understanding. My question to you is there some kind of legal battle going on?
Yes.
I don't feel a lot of extraordinary delays. It's already been processed for a while, right?
For a couple months. It's been going on since.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a feeling when Mars gets into Scorpio, that 7-week cycle, you're going to get a lot closer. There's definitely a psychological need on her part, correct?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I just feel it's going to happen in an unusual way because Neptune is making so many beautiful aspects to your Scorpio planets, and it hasn't been at this degree in the heavens for 165 years, okay? Neptune rules our faith, and it's transiting through your 11th house as a light worker and having that faith. And knowing that you're very sincere in what you want to give and receive to this special soul in your soul heritage, as Jacqueline pointed out. Pluto's direct now, which I like, but when Mercury retrogrades in January, you can run into some delays here. But it may be that more has to be brought to the forefront in order to bring it to a resolution in February or early March, I want to say, when all the planets are around Neptune. What do you think, Jacqueline?
That's where I was just going to go with it, is I don't think you're going to get your answer to that question until after Mercury goes direct. I think there's a lot of negotiation and a lot of legal stuff over the next month and a half that's really going to be interesting as far as the transits are concerned. But I do feel it is to her benefit for the two of you to spend some time together. I really think that it is, both for her own well-being as well as your understanding of the circumstances. There's a whole...
Yeah, the way it is now, I don't have that, more or less have that right. So I was just hoping that maybe things would swing towards my daughter. Because right now it's shared. And, I think it would be better for the baby.
Right.
At the very least, I feel you will have visitation rights or some kind of contact with her, at the very least.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a win-win.
Yeah, good.
Yep. Take your time, wait it out, be thorough. And sometimes delays, even though they can be frustrating, they work to our benefit.
Okay.
Keep us posted on this one, okay?
All right.
Well, many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye. Okay.
Now it looks like we have...
Yes, I know. It does look like it's going to be a bit of a challenge. But, again, oftentimes that Mercury retrograde, it fools me. You know, it does things that can't get done another way without rethinking the strategy, especially because it's retrograding back into Capricorn.
Yes, and I do feel at least it will rescind back to give her that ability to at least be able to be with her grandbaby. You know, and that's a good thing.
Yes. Absolutely. Let's try and go for one more. We've got about 8 minutes left. It looks like they're from my neck of the woods.
Okay, let's do it.
Area code 540, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite, Jocelyn, this is Michelle from Roanoke. How are you?
Hi, Michelle.
Hey. Hi. I'm not sure if you guys have my information or not. I'll go ahead and give it to you again. It's April 17th.
1971.
Yes.
And what time?
10:30.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
And here in Roanoke?
Yes.
I've got 13 Michelles on here. I thought I couldn't find you. Sorry. I'm putting you in Michelle 14. That's how I'm putting you in right now.
Okay.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I did. I had a visit the other day from someone I have not seen in quite some time. And, you know, I've always been fond of this person, and I believe he fond of me as well. And I was just wondering if possibly you guys might be seeing something with maybe some potential there. And if not, that's fine, too, because, you know, I'm a busy girl and I don't want to, you know, put my time or effort into something that's, you know, not, that's going to be I don't really want to say waste, but if it's not going to be beneficial, you know, and, you know, we're getting ready to go into a new year, and I think everybody this year is wanting a better year than what last year was, at least everyone I know. I thought I'd maybe call... and ask if you guys, you know, maybe see anything and take it from there.
Do you have this one's birthday?
I do, actually. It's December 24th.
And what year?
1971.
And would you by chance know what time he was born?
I do. 6:30 p.m.
And what city?
Roanoke.
Oh, that's funny.
I love it. See what the stars have to say about this one. Okay. Oh. I really like this. He's a very early Capricorn, but he's technically on the cusp. He's on the Sag Capricorn cusp. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he has got fire, earth on his sun sign, and your Mercury is retrograde in Taurus, which is on fire and earth too, and you both have a lot of fire. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a very enthusiastic kind of relationship and very independent as well, because that's what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And his Venus is in Aquarius, so he's been looking for an independent person. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. And his Venus sits in your seventh house of one-to-one relationship, marriage, and partnership. So, hey, I like this one for you. I agree with the fire energy with his Aries moon. And, you know, your Jupiter and Sag, and again, that Capricorn energy. What I like also about this chart is just because nothing really is a strong, direct hit. So it softens the relationship, makes it a little less intense when things mm-hmm. do come. Because you have a clue and an understanding of the situation because, again, you have both Moon and Mars in Capricorn. And so mm-hmm. that really makes that work for you as far as not getting that real intensity of what's going on in the relationship and being able to work with it in an easier manner. So I so agree with go for this. Try this one out. Okay.
Okay.
Again, both of you two are highly independent, so it's quality of time versus quantity of time, so I would take it very slow in the process of this.
Okay.
And you know, the other amazing thing, if you look at it the other way around, your Mars, Michelle, sits right on his seventh house cusp of marriage and close personal relationships. Dead on it. His ascendant's at 21 Cancer 21. Your Mars at 21 Capricorn 14. That's pretty cool. So you may be looking at a very good long-term relationship here.
That sounds good. Yep. All right. Well, good news for me. Hey.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You ladies, thank you so much. It's so wonderful, everything that you do, and you have wonderful gifts, and, you know, it's a real blessing that the two of you share them with the world the way you do. I know that I appreciate them, and I hope that 2016 is a wonderful year for both of you. I truly do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy this one. Really, have fun with this one. I think it's really good. Both of us are really strong encouraging it. Okay.
Will do. Right. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we're at the top of the hour. We probably should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, every Friday, except for this Friday, I will be there this Wednesday, but every Friday after the first of the year, I will be at Spark of Divine in Vero Beach, and you can see me there. Or every Saturday and Sunday at the B&A Flea Market in Stuart, Florida, if you're somewhere in close proximity around here. Or if you aren't, you can give me a call at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
Well, they can reach me at 540-400-0110. And I read out of the Lifestream Center. Actually, tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to be doing mini readings there, walk-ins, which is kind of fun. And I read this little place called Little Bit Hippie in the Towers Mall here in Roanoke, which is really wonderful and fun. And the girls there are just excellent. We have a little room in the back, and I do readings there every Friday from 2 to 6. Again, mini readings so people can get to meet me and see if they want a longer session or want to bring a couple friends, you know. It makes it nice. And all my private sessions I do hold at the Lifestream Center by appointment. And we love being here for you on the show every week. So tune in again next Sunday.
We'll see you next week.
Many blessings. Happy New Year.